believe that Hashem wants us to learn something from that. Hashem put us in this world, specifically in these days, that everything that happens to us in these days, He wants us to learn something from that. We are saying in end of 18 in Yom Kippur, Elokai, Ad Shelo Notzarti, Eini Kedai. Till I was born, there wasn't a reason I would be born. Hashem put us in these years specific because we have to learn something from society in these years and we have to fix the world in these years. The world didn't need us 100 years ago. And you won't need us another 100 years. You need us now. You need us now to make the world better and you need us now to learn from the events that happened. So can't be the four people were killed for Kiddush Hashem and we continue in our routine. Because we have to learn from every event. And when I speak to learn, it means what does it mean to me? Not only that the families are sad and we have 24 Yatomim, unbelievably, 24 Yatomim. But what do I have to learn from that? The Rambam in Hilchot Melachim says, you don't have it in the source, I will read it to you. Says the Rambam, ומאחר שיכנס בקשרי המלחמה, when a soldier go into war, he has to trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, יישאל על מקווה ישראל ומושיעו בעת צרה, and now come the most important sentence, וידע שעל ייחוד השם הוא עושה מלחמה. וידע שעל ייחוד השם, מי השם? השם אחד, הוא עושה מלחמה. Says the Rambam, when Am Yisrael fight, when enemies fight on Am Yisrael, they fighting for one reason. If they could fight straight in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they would fight on him. Because he doesn't have a body, and we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they fight on us. But they fight on us because it's a religious war. They believe in Muhammad, and it's a religious war, and therefore they didn't show. Because the people are representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they wanted to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can't fight him, they fight them as ambassadors. And therefore the main thing that I want to speak tonight is the obligation of each of us to be ambassador of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. For this we were brought in this word. Please, if anything that I'm saying is not clear, feel yourself free to ask. It's not a lecture, it's discussing together. We are ambassador of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's our job. And these four people were killed because they were ambassadors of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were managed to kill in Ga'al Yisrael because they were ambassadors of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to understand two many things. Firstly, no solution of giving this or giving that will solve the problem. Because that's not a question. If we go to the root is a religious war. But that's right for politicians. That's not important for us so much. What is important for us is to understand that four less ambassadors are in the group of ambassadors. And it means that each one of us has to be a stronger ambassador. What does it mean to be ambassador? The father of my brother-in-law was the ambassador of Israel in Switzerland. When he came back, I went to visit him. After he was a few years ambassador. And he told me that what he felt so strong and so special about being ambassador is that even when he did his private things, he went to eat lunch in a restaurant without meeting anyone, he felt he was representing Israel. And he had to leave a nice tip and to be a nice person and to behave nicely because every action that he did represented Israel. even in his private things. And that what it means to be ambassador of the Kadosh Baruch. Understanding that our obligation in the world is to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and to Ma'ahim Shem Shamayim. And this is being done on the way how we go on a bus, how we speak to people, how we smile, how we are makrin, how we have sensitivity of chesed. Chesed is not when someone asks you. You know before he asks what he needs, what he wants. Being a mensch. I don't know how to say being a mensch to girls. But you understand what I mean. That is a blessing. Rav Hutner says, and here soon we're going to read the first source, that the challenge of our generation is to live a broad life of Torah and not a double life of Torah. Double life of Torah means that when I pray, when I think about Hashem, I behave in one way. But when I go to my business, or when I leave the campus here, and so on, I behave in another way. And if a man lives a life of contradiction, he cannot be ambassador. Ambassador is someone that understands the policy of the country from where he comes. Think about ambassador from America. If he disagrees with Obama or doesn't understand right his policy, he can't be an ambassador. Ambassador means that he can answer questions, he learns deep, he can explain the policy. An ambassador means that he's not living a life of contradiction. If there will be things that he will go against America, he can't be ambassador. By definition, he can't be ambassador. So that's what we have to do. We have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as we can in order to explain. I said a question like that. An event like that certainly brings the question of Tzadik Verano or Rasha V'Tovlo. We have to discuss that. We have to answer the question, Hashem did it or the terrorists did it? We're only the robots of Hashem and Hashem did it, and they were robots and really Hashem were pressing the gun, or they were pressing the gun. We can't not ask questions. And our obligation this year is really to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu as much as possible. Because you have to be ambassador of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to understand it. You can't be ambassador if you don't understand his policy, his way, as much as we can. The Rambam explained that the step when he means none of this doing it. But Am Yisrael usually have a tremendous protection. And usually when there is Hashgacha, statistic doesn't go into Am Yisrael. A tzaddik won't go according to statistic on the question how much percent he will have cancer. He will have less. What happened when there was Hester upon him, and this is what we saw on Tuesday, Hester upon him, Hashem removed his Hashgacha. And he allowed now accidents to happen, he allowed now terrorists to happen. And therefore they decided to kill the Jews, not him. But they won't do it, if they won't succeed doing it, if there will be Hashgacha of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Are you with me to understand what I'm saying? So it's not that Hashem pressed the gun. They pressed the gun. But Hashem allowed it to happen because he removed his Hashgach. But things have to be asked. And I suggest that in the end of every week, you take an hour in your room on Friday. And from all what you learned in the room, you will learn what I'm learning to my life. What are the things that spoke to me this week? And then they write. Because the main thing of this year is to analyze and to be mafnim, to take it to myself, integrate into me. Therefore, it's very important in the end of the week to think, what does it mean to me? What I'm learning from that. From all what I heard this week, what I'm taking with me for all of my life. I said it a few times and I'm saying it again. If you have any questions in Hashkafa, Machshava that you want to discuss, you always welcome to call me. I think I gave last time, but if not, I'll give it now. My phone number is 054-817-2077. It may be that you call, I'll tell you now, I'll call you later, but you can call me anytime you want with any halakhic question, hashkafa question, and so on, because you have to grow this year. But I'll show you an excellent teacher here. But if you still want to hear my opinion, you're welcome to call. So ambassador maybe means two things. One, you have to understand what he's saying. You have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu as much as we can, and that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we have to say in our words, is to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. To understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the name Yizikin, when you harm someone, what are the dinim and what? To understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hilchot Shabbos. But it's mainly in everything, understanding Hashem. We have to take it, his Torah, and to spread it all over. I suggested to the boys in Yeshiva, and I want to suggest it here too. I suggested to the boys in Yeshiva that every Thursday night, late at night, they write email with the Torah and the Parsha, and they send it to 7 people. Because when you create something from yourself, when you have something, you have it. It connects you to that. And not to speak about something inside, but to speak about something that is central in the parsha. To learn parsha means I don't learn it with Rashi, nothing. I read the psukim and I start to ask questions. Here in our parsha, so many questions. Why Rivka didn't go to Yitzchak and speak with him? Why Yitzchak wanted to give the bachot to Esau. These questions are shouting. You can't read the psukim without asking. We'll come to that in a few minutes. So first of all, to be ambassador means to understand Hashem as much as possible. Secondly, to feel part of Him. Obama won't take someone as an ambassador that doesn't feel emotionally connection to America. Never lived there, never had any connection. You will never be an ambassador. I have an American passport. I'm sure that Obama will never take me as ambassador. And I'm okay with that. So you need to understand. You need emotional connection. And mainly what I want to speak about, you have to live life of harmony, but all your life are devoted, are connected to America, to your ambassador of America. You can't do things that contradict. We are living in a world that the main thing is knowledge. And the knowledge can bring to live double life. Because if it doesn't come to be part of you, you don't live it, you don't breathe it, you don't have it, then you know it, but then other times you will do things that are wrong. Therefore, the emotional connection they spoke is in some way in order to not to live double life. We have to live a life not of a line. Not Hashem is here, and there are things that are close to Him and things that are far from Him, but we have to live life of circle. That Hashem is here, and Hashem is connected to every point in the circle. So that's the main thing that I thought a lot this week myself, how to be a stronger ambassador after 4 ambassadors were killed. And they were killed only because they were ambassadors. Here you have a letter. That was written by a doctor to Rav Gutman. And the doctor speaks about that. That in hospital he feels one way, and when he learned it not with Chavruta, he feels another one. And that is Rav Gutman. Let's start, please. Line number four. הרושם הכללי המתקבל מדבריך, or come from your letter that you wrote to me, that it's simple understanding to you that secular life is double. Secular life is not connected to Torah. Learning in university, learning in college, working in university. Torah is what they do at night, learning with Chavrus. Torah is great. למותר להגיד לך, I don't need even to tell you, you know that. כי מעולם לא הייתי מסכים בשום פנים לדאבל לייף. I never agreed to דאבל לייף. אמנם, מה הוא יגיד במשל? מי ששוכר לו חדר לחיות בו חיי תושב, ושוכר לו עוד חדר לחיות בו חיי אורח, בוודאי שיש לו דאבל לייף. Okay, think about someone that's working in Yerushalayim. And he sleeps here at night, he goes to King David. So 3 nights at night is King David, and 3 nights at night is home. They have double life. At home you have to wash dishes, have to cook an omelette. King David, everything is given, given to him. אבל מי ששוכר לו דירה בת שני חדרים, but if he doesn't have that different kind of life, he simply has a big house. He has a broad life and not double life. The question is, if our Torah is limited, or our Torah is broad? Do we take Torah when we eat in the restaurant, or we don't? Do we take Torah when we speak with our parents and our siblings, or not? Or Torah is only limited to classes? And Rav Gutman says that every generation has a challenge, that's the challenge. Every man, that the Torah mainly are in the classes, in the shul, in the learning, but not in way of speech. Not when you go out to restaurants, to vacations, he cannot be a ambassador. And he's losing the main thing that he came to this world to be. Zechurani shebikarti pan bYerushalayim bebeit haChulin shel Dr. Balach. וריאתיו שהוא ניגש לחולה שהיה עומד להיכנס לחדר ניתוח ושאל לו על שם אמו בכדי להתפלל עליו לפני הניתוח. I remember once I went and I saw him that Dr. Balach, he was the one that started Shari Tzedek. There was an operation, he had to make operation, he went to the patient, he said, what's your name, what's the name of your mother? Stood aside, said to him, the physician, and then started the operation. That's broad leg. Skipping to the next paragraph. ואתה חביבי יקירי חלילה לך מלראות את עצמך בראי כפול של חיים כפולים. כל המעריך באחד מעריכים לו ימיו ושנותיו. What does it mean? מעריכים באחד. שמה ישראל, השם אלוקים, השם אחד. The question is if you're like a one or two. Not a shame. You're like a one or two. Are you thinking about Hashem 24 hours? What does it mean? Let's try to make things deeper. I want that everyone will understand. I don't want to say phrases. A girl can come and ask me, and I'm thanking you for the sneers that you didn't ask, but I'll ask it in your name. I'm going now to buy a dress. What does it mean that I'm thinking now about Hashem? Does it mean that because of that I have to buy a dress that I don't like, a dress that I don't enjoy? Answer is certainly not. But it means that before you buy a dress, you have to ask yourself, why am I buying it? The answer is, because it makes me happy. No problem. But as you said, the second question, the deeper question, what do you want to be happy? Why happiness is important? And if the answer is because it gives me energy, it gives me power, and I can fix the world, I can do good things, then it's okay to buy the dress. Because the dress makes you happy, and happy is an order that you have more energy to make the world better. That means that you're thinking about Hashem when you're buying the dress. You seem to think deep and to understand. You are allowed to buy ice cream, because the ice cream makes me happy. But your happiness is the question why. Not because everyone is buying ice cream, because I want to be happy in order to have energy, in order to work Hashem better, or to fix the world, or to do chesed, or to help my parents. That's what it means if I'm thinking that. And this is how our day has to be. But all what we do is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamon nekudot mefuzarot. If you have dropped things in life, and are not connected, one here, one there, they're spread. They bevaday shebein yishum ribui. Aval oto hamon nekudot shu mesudar misaviv lenekuda achat shu omedet bamerkaz, harei ze igul echad. As I said, you are doing here, not connected. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and that's connected to here, but everything is a chain, all your life is one harmony, one chain, then you are living broad life and not dark life. Vezoi, says Rav Hutner to this doctor, Vezoi chovatcha be'olamcha, la'ami be'merkaz chayecha et ha'echat. אז אין עליך לדאוג כלל לכפלות. כל נקודה חדשה שתרחוש, תרחיב את העיגול. We have to make Torah wide, spread, connected to everything. Connected to when we're going to learn university, connected to a free Shabbos in Israel, connected to vacations, connected to all our life. Questions still here, before I want to go to the next part. Nope. Oh, everything is clear, everything is not clear. You're not asking. No, let's go. Any questions about what I spoke about? How to make it in life practical, or any question there is, I'll be happy to answer, and then I want to go to the next part.
Does that mean that, like, every single time that you're involved in, like, let's say buying clothing or eating food, you need to have this like in mind while you're doing it, or can you just like know as like a general call that like you live your life ultimately like for God and like not specifically be thinking about it at every moment, or is that something
asking
you should
good check? Question. I think two parts to the answer. Part number one, in general it has to be very, very clear why I'm living in this world. When I wake up in the morning, I ask myself, why am I living here? The answer is, Hashem put me. I have a job. I have a duty. I have to make the world better. I have to help Klal Yisrael. I buy clothes because that's a way to live. But I'm living for a big thing. I'm saving the world. I think that part of the problem is sometimes we don't believe in our power. The world always will be good, bad. We can change it. We can change the world. So before you speak about other things, I want to speak about really having it inside you, the idea that you can change the world. And you have a duty, and you are living in this life for a duty. And that has to be with you all the time. Every day when you wake up, you have to wake up with energy because I was put in this world for something. Number one. Number two, the feeling that I spoke when you buy a dress has to come automatically. So there will be a time till it comes automatically, but we have to make exercises to fix. And I suggest in the next few weeks, when you buy things or you do things, ask why I'm doing it. But when you do it in artificial way, later on, it will come to be automatic. And later on, you don't have to stop it to think. It will come automatic. I'm buying it because it will help me to work a shop. It will give me happiness, energy, and so on. I'm doing exercise in order to live more life. Why I want to live more? Because I want to be ambassador for more years. So, in the beginning, I think that you have to do think about it. Till it comes to be automatically, and then without thinking, it already will be. Did I answer your question?
When you said that we need to understand God to be His ambassador, in what sense we have to understand Hashem that He's just the ultimate one?
I didn't understand. Sorry. Again?
Sorry. When you said that we need to understand Hashem to be His ambassador, like how do you go, like you can't really, I mean, like how do you exactly understand God? Is it enough to just see that He's the ultimate?
Let me say for real. It depends which topic are you speaking about. But I think that you can't be ambassador if you think that you're doing the wrong things of the shop. So as much as you can, you have to trust him, as much as you can, to understand. And in every topic, there are books that help you to understand.
So you should put reasons why things...
What?
You should always try to put a reason to why Hashem might be doing something.
For example, as much as we can. There is limit to what we can. We can't know exactly why he decided these four people. We can't know exactly why it happened on Tuesday and so on. We can't answer questions. But we can answer the question of Sadiq Rana or Shah Bakhtiro. There are four approaches in the yoga to discuss it. I will discuss it now. Therefore, I'll cover it another time. We'll discuss the four approaches. So you have to answer things as much as you can. Let's say that we'll come from a top religious but very serious guy and we'll ask you questions. If you never know answers, you can't be ambassador. So we have to go to one more idea and with that to finish. And we'll finish at 9 o'clock. Is it okay? It's too late for you. We have to understand that in our binding, there are many two forces. Every Jew has a neshama, every Jew has spirituality, and every Jew has materialism. Goof and neshama. The goof wants not working, enjoying money, ice cream, enjoying life, what is being called enjoying life, and the Neshama wants something else. And the only way to be ambassador, and the only way to live broad life, is to take the goof, and to take the goof as part, and connect him to the Neshama. Kidu Shachomer. And to understand that Hashem put us in the world of money, in order we use the money in order to work Hashem. And money and working Hashem are not two things that contradict, but two things that making the big picture. He started in Mitzrayim. Hashem tells Abraham they're going to go and to be slaves for Mitzrayim. But don't worry. Achareichen yetzru be'ochush gadol. And Rav Kook asked, what's comfort is that? Abraham will say, don't put them slaves and don't make them rich. What does it mean? Let me slave, but be happy, don't worry. Let me rich, then take from the Egyptians, diamond, chains, rings. Let me okay. That means to be okay? Killing the babies in the river and then taking the diamonds? What comfort is that to Abraham? Explain Rav Kook. Abraham was the first ambassador in the world. Therefore, he started Am Yisrael, not Noah. Not Shem Bayer. The first one that spread Judaism was Avraham. When he heard that they're going to go to Israel, he said, wow, we can be ambassadors. No slave can be ambassador. We don't look on the people in Africa, in the jungle, as ambassadors. We won't listen to them. We won't take from them moral things. They can't be example. So the main thing that Abraham was worried when he heard that they're going to be slaves, wow. Am Israel is stopping to be ambassadors. So they said, don't worry. They will live as rich people. The whole world will understand that not regular slaves, not special people. And they will continue to be ambassadors. Rav Kook said that the Torah writes in few places that the tent of Abraham was rich and Abraham had a lot of money because he understood that in order to spread Judaism, he needs a tent with special carpets and special pictures, because if not, people won't want to come to his house. So he was using materialism in order to work Hashem. Now let's come to our parsha. I wanted to say a few things about the parsha, but I don't have time only to one. Am Yisrael needs these two parts. He needs Christianity and he needs materialism. Israel have to have excellent economy. Israel have to have excellent hotels. Because if not, the whole world won't come here. And we won't be ambassadors. People, if we would be people, miserable people, without money and so on, miskenim, the whole world won't want to listen to us. We won't be ambassadors. So in order to be ambassador, we need these two things. Both spirituality and both materialism. This is what Esav is excellent in money. Yaakov is excellent in spirituality. The bracha that I'm giving, a bracha of materialism, therefore I will give it to the man that is taking care of materialism. And he wanted that each one would be focusing on one thing in order to be strong. Like Abraham was focusing in Chesed, Isaac in Gvura, and only then come the Emet that combined Chesed and Gvura. So he said, I will give the bracha to Esav, not because he thought that Esav is a tzaddik. Because he thought Esav is the one that will take these things and make them good. And Am Yisrael need it. Let's speak truly. This shaladim for women will be in a dark place. Old buildings. Dropping from the wall. You won't come to learn Torah. You'll go to another place. So we need outside, and it's okay. But it has to be that the duty of the beauty is in order to work Hashem. Therefore, Yitzchak wanted to give this, and Esav wanted to give this. Let's eat in Rav Hirsch, please. Last paragraph in what I thought of, I don't have time to discuss the beginning. The beginning is very important, but we'll do it another time. Let's go to the end. Shnei banav shel Yitzchak, says Rav Hirsch, yesdu shnei yesodot bebeito. They had two very fundamental forces. Esav et hakoach hachumri, Yaakov et hakoach ruchani. Yodea ya Yitzchak. כי האומה, the nation, זקוקה לשני הכיוונים. Am Yisrael needs both materialism and both spirituality. הסבור היה יצחק, יצחק פות, שעשיו ויעקב יקיימו את תעודת אברהם, both will be ambassadors, one will be ambassador for the money, one will be ambassador for spirituality, and both will give it to Am Yisrael. Rivka was in a house where there were money without Hashem. She saw the curse. She saw what happened to materialism when it's not connected to spirituality. And she understood that you can't divide it. If you would divide it, Am Yisrael is a nation. We have double life and not right. Because she saw in the house what happened when there was money without Hashem. Let's continue of years. Ulam. Mibeit Laban yad al-Rivka et ha-klala, the curse, when you divide it, when you live double life. Yad ami nisyona sha-chomer yele bracha b'yeshua rak bebayit sh-ruach Avraham mefayemet bo. Rak b'yado sh-ze sh-ruchho shel Avraham adricha oto. Ki yitiba lirot sh-chomer sh-en imo ruach yeh le-klala. את הברכה ראתה רק בלתי מחולקת והולכת על ראש של אחד. The Farshim explained, that's the reason why it has to be given in a stolen way, because if Rivka would discuss it with Yitzchak, he had his own ideology. He wanted that to be strong and that to be strong, and he thought that if you put it in one person, one will control that, one will take power from the other, and each one of them will be like part of it, it won't be strong. And Hashem allowed Rivka to steal, because the nation has to live a nation of broad life and not double life. And broad life means that spirituality and materialism are together. And the materialism is a tool for the spirituality. And if it stands by itself, it comes to be an aim and not a tool. And that, girls, is the biggest nisayon for us. Money is important. And you have to have money. But the question is, if the money comes to be part of Avodat Hashem, and the money comes to be a tool, or the money is an aim and works for itself. And that's very, very important. Because society today requires from us, in order to get that money, that the circle about the money will be very big. I remember once I flew to America in order to be inside the hook of 1.1 million. For when I sat with a couple, every chuppah that I was there, I was sitting with a couple for a long time and so on. 4 weeks after the chuppah, the caller called me. I knew the caller good, got her, called me. And she said, I think I'm going to get divorced. I was shocked. She said, it's coming home every night, 4 o'clock. I can't give me that life like that. Called him, didn't tell him that his wife called him. I asked him, how are you doing? What is your job? Called me, it requires unbelievably hours, but I'm working as a lawyer in one of the best companies in New York. I needed 2 years to my resume, and after 2 years I will go to another company, but I need that name. I have to make stress for 2 years. I said, don't worry. It will be written in the best company, it will be written in your divorce. You want it in your resume? What happened to this man? The circle of the money stopped to be a tool and stopped to be part of Avodat Hashem. Because if it's part of Avodat Hashem, it has to go with all the other things of Avodat Hashem. It can't stay by itself. If it comes to be an end, it stays by itself and it takes all your forces into that. And that's the question. The question is, if all our materialism in life, we will see it as a tool for spirituality, and it will be part of Avodat Hashem, and then we were going to give it the right proportion. I'm not saying anything against it. It's important to have it. But it has to get the right proportion, and if it will get the right proportion, if it's part of Avodat Hashem. If it's done by itself, society will cause, but it won't get the right proportion. I have other things to say, but I said it will finish at 9 o'clock. We have a big job in this world. There are not enough ambassadors. How many Jews don't know enough of Judaism? How we have to make our communities stronger, our tefillah better, in all the shuls, serious. We have a big job. I finish with a funny story. And it's really funny, but it only shows the power that we have. I don't remember which president is that. It's a very, very old president. One of the presidents of America was chosen on Friday. And there was an action, he was chosen on Friday. The Jews, all the Jews, voted for him. If you want, I will check the name, I think I have it at home, which president it was. And it was known that Friday night, that Shabbos is going to give a speech after he was voted to the whole nation. A woman that lived in ballpark, 90 years old, went to the post and sent him a telegram. In the telegram she said, I'm asking you to postpone it to Motei Shabbos. Not because we can't be without it. We can hear it on Motei Shabbos, what we said. But you're going to cause a lot of Jews that are not so strong, that voted for you, to be Mechalel Shabbos and to hear the speech. In order that these Jews won't be Mechalel Shabbos, please postpone your speech to Motei Shabbos. He got a telegram and he postponed his speech. Why I'm telling you this story? Because I think that woman won't go when she's 90 years old and it's hard for her to work. She won't go to the post and write it if she didn't feel two things. One, I can change the world. I can do it. You will listen to me. If she found that there is no chance, she won't go on Friday. But she believes she can do it. Secondly, it really bothers her that people will be Mechalel Shabbos. It would be a pain for her. If it wouldn't be a pain for her, she wouldn't do it. I want you to take time trying to take this woman as a model. To believe that we can change the world. To believe that we can be the best ambassadors. We can represent Hashem. We have to love Him, understand Him, live world life, and use materialism as a tool for spirituality. Hashem will give us bracha to succeed in our mission. Shabbat.
Thank you so much.
Shabbat.